Now, we have officially entered the Oscar race with a movie that's guaranteed at least 6 Oscar nominations. A Star Is Born. Welcome to the best movie of the year so far, the show where I rank the top movies of the year every episode. As the year grows, the list grows, and the movies get better. But a show that always answers that question, what's the best movie of the year so far? So welcome back. I am John Ellis. Thanks for joining me today. Thanks for joining me on previous episodes. It's been great seeing this podcast grow. It's been great seeing you guys leave me 5-star reviews. It's helping more and more people find this podcast. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you listening. So last time we discussed the best movies of the year so far, we discussed A Simple Favor, an enjoyable movie, a movie that many people loved. I certainly was probably in the minority. I didn't love it, but it also wasn't a bad movie. It's a fun time at the theater. It's a good movie. It's a silly movie. But it's a movie that Blake Lively really shines in, and I think you'll enjoy it if you go see it. But today's movie is completely different. Today we're kind of going up a different caliber now. Now we're getting into the Oscar season, and this is really the first movie I think I've seen yet that makes us ready to start talking about Oscars, because this is one that's going to get nominated and it's going to win several Oscars. Today's movie is A Star Is Born. So it's a classic tale, and this is the fourth version of A Star Is Born over the last 90 years, from Judy Garland to Barbara Streisand, and now Lady Gaga as a struggling singer-songwriter, Ally. And she's discovered by this very famous musician named Jackson Maine, played by Bradley Cooper. So as they fall in love, we see Ally's career starting to grow as Jackson is sort of descending into his own personal demons and his own struggles. And that's the movie A Star Is Born. And let's be clear, this is a top-notch film. It's a high-caliber movie. And I want to state that up front because I have some little things that kind of bother me about it. But when we're at this level and we start talking about Oscar-winning films and Oscar-nominated films, those little things make a difference on who's going to win and who's not going to win. But it's still, let's be clear, still one of the best movies, if not the best movie of the year so far. The 2018 version was directed by Bradley Cooper. It's a remarkable job from him, from a first-time director, if you can believe it or not. A story that's been told multiple times, but from a new director, a new actress, a new-to-film actress, and it's a story we all know. So why do that? So it seems like it's almost asking for failure, but Cooper doesn't let that happen, doesn't let failure happen. In fact, he managed to do the impossible, telling a story that we all know and we kind of maybe all even know what the outcome is going to be. He makes this major budgeted blockbuster movie into something that feels almost like an indie movie. As mentioned, this is Lady Gaga's first major film role. She's done some TV stuff and she has done some smaller roles, and she shines in this movie. But for her, it's often the smaller things that she does so well. It's not so much the obvious things. For instance, it's the look of skepticism she gives when she first meets Jack, and she's not sure whether to trust him or not, and what he's after and why he's there. And it's the shiver she gets from her first time on this big stage, sharing that stage with Jack. And she gets it. She's a great actress, and I think we're going to see a lot of Lady Gaga work, and this role seems to be tailor-made for her. But as good as Gaga was, this is an Academy Award acting performance for Bradley Cooper. In fact, mark it down now. This is his Oscar right now to lose from a lead acting standpoint. Now, directing's fine. I don't think he'll win an Oscar for that, but he did a good job. But if he's going to win anything, this is where he's going to win. This is his lead acting role, and this is his soon-to-be Oscar win. So there are plenty of moving scenes in this movie between Gaga and Cooper, and tugging at the emotional heartstrings and the melodramatic of it all. And in some way, maybe too much for me. It's sort of too over dramatic. But the real chemistry for me is between Cooper and Sam Elliott. And I don't want to kind of spoil that story for you, but there's a few moments there that really got to me. Specifically, there's one scene toward the end when they're in the truck and they're having a conversation, and they kind of held back the whole movie, and it finally comes out in the scene. It's a big scene, and you feel that weight. And the whole theater felt that weight as well. And that's probably one of my favorite scenes in the movie. So is this a perfect movie? Not by a long shot for me. It's just too long. It's over 2 hours and 15 minutes to tell this story. It's not needed. We know how the story's going to start. We know where it's going, and we kind of know how we're going to get there. So there's not a lot of surprises there, and it takes a long time to get to what we know is going to happen anyways. So you're feeling as I'm watching this, let's get there already. Let's get to those parts. Then there's a good 15 minutes, for instance, with Dave Chappelle's character and his family. And he did an amazing job, and Chappelle was great in this, but it also wasn't needed. So that's a whole scene I thought just kind of plopped in the middle of the movie. It just wasn't necessary. So that would have shortened as well. And there's several scenes like that. And it just didn't work for me because it made it too long. And it really added nothing to the overall story either. But the first half of this movie is completely enjoyable, and I was totally sucked in. It introduces our characters to us. It introduces them to each other. We watch them fall in love. We watch them fall for each other. We watch Allie's career grow. But the second half didn't work as much for me. And of course, obviously, you need that second half because you can't have the highs without the lows. Otherwise, you don't have a story. So I understand why you have it, but just want a little faster pace for it for me to work a little better. But despite the length, despite the predictability, despite the overly melodramatic dialogue, it's hard to deny the art we're watching on the screen. The soundtrack is an instant hit. Gaga brings newness to this role, and Cooper essentially wins the Oscar for lead actor in this. So there's definitely positive things going on. It's definitely more positive than negative. And all those positive things, it's enough to carry this movie, enough to make this one of the best movies of 2018 so far. So let's quickly run through the top 10 movies of 2018 so far. Obviously, we have some shift now because a little bit of spoiler alert. A Star is Born is a top 10 movie. So that means something has to go. So Searching, which was number 9, I'm going to actually bump that out off the list now and put Tully at number 10, the Charlize Theron movie. So number 9, Alex Garland's Annihilation. Number 8, A Quiet Place. Number 7, BlacKkKlansman, a Spike Lee joint. Number 6, Leave No Trace. If you can find this movie, it's available digitally now or on demand. You should watch this movie. It's not a movie you're going to hear a lot about, but I urge you to watch Leave No Trace. 5, the documentary Won't You Be My Neighbor. 4, Black Panther. 3, Paddington 2. And if those of you have been keeping up with this, you know, for the first 4 months of the year, that was my favorite movie of the year. So it's still in there. Number 2 is where I'm putting Star is Born. It's now my second favorite movie of 2018. So I haven't done the exact math yet to know where it's going to fit Oscar-wise, but it's easily 6 to 7 nominations and at least 1 win for Bradley Cooper for lead actor, and maybe more. But that still means 8th Grade, a movie that's probably lucky to get any Oscar nominations. It's probably not going to happen. It's still my favorite movie of 2018 so far. So thanks again for continuing to participate. Like, share, comment, let me know your thoughts. As always, you can find the podcast on all the major channels. You can now find this on Spotify, and maybe you're listening there now. You can subscribe, you can follow on Spotify. For more reviews, more discussions, on ellisonmovies.com. I look forward to talking with you soon, and until then, I'll see you in the theater.